1410 AM and 96.9 FM. It's KLEM. We're previewing the high school football season, which is just around the corner. Daniel Versteg with you, and we're joined by the head coach of the Remsen St. Mary's football team, Coach Tim Osterman. His team finishing off last year as state semifinalist to Easton Valley at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And first of all, Coach, before we kind of dive into the specifics, I guess, and the exact details, what's kind of stood out to you about the first week or so of your team's practices and fall camp?
Again, thanks, Daniel, for all the follow. We appreciate it. All you guys over there at Lamar's keep track of us. But, between last year and this year, we got a lot of similar faces. It feels like we can maintain some production. But at the same time, I think, everything's going to look slightly different in terms of who the performers can be and who will be. Some of those big ticket items might be similar, but some of those support roles might be a little bit different. So, I've seen guys really kind of step up. I like the attitude of the team, and we're kind of getting into the dog days here of summer practices or whatnot, where it all seems about the same every single day. And so try to keep the kids motivated and try to give other kids opportunities to kind of show what they can do is a big part of camp. So I'm excited about us. It feels like we're pretty much too deep almost all the way across the board is kind of one of the other things I've really noticed is that our depth is a little bit better this year than maybe it was last year. So I'm excited for this year, and I know we are as a team as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned there that, some of the support roles you may have to, bring guys in and have them figure it out. But you mentioned it right there, your big ticket spots. I mean, your quarterback and some of your top receivers, your running back, defensive side of things. You've got a lot coming back. How big is that for you guys, especially considering you're building off a semifinal appearance, to know that a lot of the main pieces of your team has gone through it before?
Right, and again, I think this senior class has been on the big stage quite a bit, and so their ability to probably focus on the small things and do the details is really important for them. So I think for us, because we have all that experience, because we have a lot of production coming back, it's really important for us to, again, maintain the humbleness to continue to get better every single day. We're not perfect. We were not near perfect last year. Coaching or players. So I think all those things are going to kind of keep us humble as we kind of move forward into the whole process of getting into the season. And we have to replace four really good seniors. So in those support roles, it's important for us to make sure that the production that we got from our guys that are returning might look a little bit different than it did last year because some of those support roles are a little bit different. I think it's all going to have to work itself out. It might not be the exact same, but hopefully we can maintain that level of achievement that we had last year.
Well, 100%. And, that's the nice thing about you guys. You have no shortage of athletes over there in Remsen as you try and figure out, who those guys are going to be. Who are some of those guys that have stood out to maybe replace an Austin Jensen or a Brody Shorg, Wes Gallison, Sean Crow? Who are some of those guys that have really kind of caught your eye here the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, we were blessed last year a little bit that Wes Gallison got hurt early, and nobody wants anybody to get hurt, but that allowed Hunter Pick to kind of step in on the offensive line and make a big statement for himself, and he never lost that starting position all throughout the year. And so having him kind of as a bridge lineman going between last year and this year is a big deal for us as well. But two other linemen that have really, really stood out on the offensive side has been Ty Tritz, who's a junior. He played a little bit last year, but he's really kind of taken on a little bit more of a leadership role for us. But that center position is very, very important for us. And so Lennon Sykin has really stepped into that role. He's really popped here the last few days and really kind of asserting himself and getting downfield. So, those are some offensive linemen that we're really excited about. On the defensive line, I think we're really looking at Braxton Knight to play one of our defensive ends. Nice, tall, lank, quick, fast body to kind of put there. And again, he's learning a lot, as most young players do, but He's going to be very dangerous for us as well. And again, Colin Holman's another guard who can kind of go back and forth between the lines. So, and he's kind of maintained a couple of different roles, especially on an eight-player football team. He's going to have to do a lot of different things, probably to fill in some different gaps as we move along. But in the specialist role, you know, we kind of have Braxton Knipe working at the wide receiver spot as well, and he's done some really good things. But Keaton Harpenau had a small role for us last year, and it's going to probably explode for him this year. He's going to have to really take on a lot of those different pieces that we had from last year in terms of a support role. He's really popped in camp. He's had a really great defensive camp, and he's supported us well offensively. So, you know, just to name a few, and I don't want to leave anybody out, but again, just to name a few, those guys have been really, really tremendous for us this camp.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. If we had the time to name everybody, I'm sure we would. But yeah, we know there would be a lot to get around to, Coach. As you, you know, looking at all of those guys and how they're going to fit into your offense, how are you trying to continue to improve that offensive production? And like you said, you're trying to kind of maintain some humbleness and still trying to work on some things. So how are you going about that? What do you still want to see from your guys offensively?
Yeah, you know, year over year, you want to try to keep your system as similar as you possibly can. But the one thing that we really want to try to do is to try to accentuate our positives as best we can. Obviously, we have really good players in a lot of different skill positions. So our offensive coordinator, Ryan Gallus, has done a good job of really trying to look at what are some of the things that really gave him, in terms of the play calling, what were some of the things that maybe gave us issues in terms of, you know, how do defenses read our plays or how could they shut those down. So he's done a good job of adding to or creating ways to get guys the ball in different situations. You know, he's trying to improve the run game and different things that we do. So again, I think it's just, you know, personnel packages that you can put together that also accentuate some of those abilities that our players have. And when we get a guy like Jackson Bunkers to come back and be able to play football again, that even gives you another piece to kind of put out there. So I hopefully we can continue to stress defenses vertically, horizontally, and up the middle. But, you know, again, I think a lot of it's going to turn into what plays do you call, when do you call them, and the personnel packages that you can put out there. But, yeah, hopefully the system works pretty much the same as it did last year with just a few improvements here and there.
Yeah, gosh, you just reminded me again. Yeah, Jackson Bunkers is finally going to be able to play football for you again after missing last year's football season and the baseball season before that. How have you seen him in fall camp really, show his eagerness to be back out there and show that he's ready to get back out there and make an impact again?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Jackson's probably one of the more competitive guys you're ever going to meet in your probably in your athletic careers. You know, he's right up there with, like, Noah Schrader. We had it just a few years ago, just as a competitive guy as you're ever going to be around. And, you know, what he does so well is, you know, he sees everything, you know, and he can compute it and apply it really quickly. So that makes him really dangerous because he can communicate with other people. He can be in the right spot when he needs to, especially defensively. So you can put him in like two or three different spots, and he knows how all those pieces are going to work together. And he asks the right questions so that he understands where he's got to fit in the whole puzzle. And then offensively, again, he can play quarterback, he can run the football, and he can probably go out and catch the football. So, I mean, again, you put him in all different sorts of places, and he can be an effective weapon. So he's really been eager to get out there. He's shown a lot of great movement as a runner, some great power as a runner, and again, he's got decent enough hands. You can split him out, and he can do a lot of different things for us offensively. So, you know, again, we're excited to see how the whole offense develops when we have all these pieces out in front of us. You know, and again, you're not even talking about a Ryan Willman or not a Brendan Fish or an Alex Schrader, just pieces that you can just put out there and have a tremendous offense just all on their own. So, yeah, we're excited about where Jackson's at, his mindset, and everything that can come along with that.
Excited on the offensive end. I would assume you got some excitement on the defensive end as well with how stout you guys played all throughout the regular season. Leading into the postseason, you guys were outstanding. What have you seen out of your defense so far in fall camp that suggests that you guys will be solid again in that front this year?
You know, and I think all those are a work in progress. You know, you have to replace Wes and Sean. Those are difficult. But then you have two back-end safeties like Austin Jensen and Brody Short, who probably doesn't get talked about enough. You know, and how he stepped up for us last year, especially when Alex Schrader got hurt. He's a big piece of that puzzle. You know, for us, I think we're still improving our tackling, as most teams are at this point. Hopefully we can continue to keep the front the way we have it and still move the way we need to. And I think the coverage has been getting better every day as we kind of get through camp here. So the number one thing we have to understand and remember is that we want to stop the run. The first thing we have to do out of that set, and then after that, the coverage can hopefully come with it. So I'm excited about what pieces we have and where those are all going to fit together. But again, I think we're still trying to mix and match a few concepts and a few players out there to really make this thing shine. And I think we'll probably understand ourselves a little bit more probably after that first half in the first game, and you really understand what's going on. So, but yeah, again, I think we're excited about where we're going and what can be.
100%. And excited is definitely an understatement, just seeing how you guys played last year and the guys you're returning again. And week one's right around the corner here, Coach. Harris Lake Park on the road. I mean, I guess we've talked about a lot of different things that you guys are still working on, but what are some of those, maybe some of those smaller things or things that you just need to see improved here before you take the field in week one?
Sure, and again, I think blocking and tackling are always going to be the number one things in football. I think just a little bit of the attention to detail in certain plays that we run and you know, the coverages that we run, I think, again, guys are just still kind of getting a feel for what those are and how they interact within those pieces are very, very important. We need to make sure our pass rush is there. You know, it's kind of been spotty at best, but that's probably more of a kudos to the offensive line that we've had and the coaching that we get from Michael Coink in those spots, you know, and that they've done really, really well. So, again, I think just all those improvements, because when you go up to Harris Lake Park and you go against a Lane Gunderson and a Coach Stone, when you go against their offense, you know, there's multiple layers to it, and you can't just commit to one thing because they'll beat you on another thing. So, again, it's going to be a difficult first week, so we have to improve all those little details if we're going to be successful next Friday.
Well, we hope you are successful this coming week one, Coach. We are hoping for a great season once again, and we look forward to seeing what your team has in store this season. We appreciate your time, and best of luck to your squad this season.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thanks for everything.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Tim Osterman with us, previewing the 2022 football season right here on KLEM.